Hi everybody, this is Jeremy from In Bed by Nine. Hope you enjoy today's episode. If you're enjoying the episode and wondering how you can support the show, there are several ways you can go about this. First one would be to leave a rating on your preferred platform. The second one would be to leave a review. I know not all platforms have the option to leave a review. So if you can't on your platform, consider going to Podchaser and leaving a review there. Reviews help us get out there, help folks who might be on the fence or looking for something similar to things that they like. Just get the show in front of new people. And then finally, if you haven't subscribed to the show on, again, your preferred platform, please do so. And also feel free to share it with a friend. Word of mouth is such a powerful tool still in the digital age. On to today's episode, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into another In Bed by Nine. It's Alex here, sick again, as always, with another kind of bug. But I got Jeremy here hanging out. Jeremy, how are you feeling?
Good. I thought we were going to change the podcast, not Dead by Nine, just dedicate it to you and your ability to get ill. So congratulations. I think that leaves just several fatal diseases left for you to capture, and then...
I need to go take some travel to like foreign countries and get like some weird diseases to bring.
As I said, I don't think you've got dengue fever yet or anything like that. We'll try to work in some of the exotic ones. So if you want to head over to the website, we're going to take up a GoFundMe for a disease safari for Alex here. We're going to send him to some tropical countries and see if we can't get him come back with some weird disease.
I'm gonna make a new merch. It's gonna I have a new merch plan in my mind for a new shirt. Let's go from there.
Okay. I got a disease, and all I got was this damn shirt.
Alex is sick again. Here's his shirt. All right. Yeah. Anyways, yeah. I swear. I mean, I got before this. I mean, last week I was out because I had some kind of stomach bug that's going around everywhere. And the best part, none of my other part of my family got it. Only me. I'm the only one that, and I'm healthy. I work out kind of. I eat vitamins. I don't eat horrible. I drink water, like a lot of water now. I'm a very healthy person. And this is what happens. Before, I used to drink Mountain Dew and like Pepsi and like that all the time. I never got sick. I went through college, maybe being ill once in my life. And I tried to be healthy, and all of a sudden my body's like, nope. Try to be healthy, screw you, you're just gonna get sick all the time, and this is what happens.
I just have
kids, don't listen to the doctors. I mean, seriously,
have such a hard time believing you when you say that.
I was never sick. I was never sick in high school. Well, I was sick in high school once. I got mono, and that was bad, but other than that, like, never really sick. In college, I went through like five and a half years of college perfectly fine. Maybe I said like once or twice, but now like every 3 minutes, I swear.
Jeez. All right. Let me cross mono off too, since you've already had that.
Yeah, I've had mono.
Have you had avian bird flu?
No, I've had sepsis. Right.
I'm going to circle that. Okay. Sepsis. We can cross that off. I think we have a bingo.
I know. I should probably all right. Have cheese and crackers. So got sick there, right? And then got well for 2 days. 2 days of actually I could consume food and I can eat well, and I wasn't feel like I was going to like destroy another pair of pants. And then I was like, kids come home from school and goes, and I'm like, oh crud,
shove them outside,
boom. Smacked in the face. Well, like the wife got sick, one kid was really sick, so they were out for the day, so I stayed outside away from the kids. Me and the youngest stayed away from everybody, tried to stay away from everybody. And then youngest didn't get sick, but I got sick. It knocked me out for a day. I give up.
Yeah, I think you just throw in the towel. There's no point.
No point anymore. I tried. So moral of the story, kids, doesn't matter. Just get sick.
Exactly. We're all screwed.
Drink your Mountain Dew. Live your life. Anyway,
eat what you want. Exactly.
Besides tecatcas or whatever those things are nasty. I'll go to the grave saying those things are disgusting. I don't know what they are, but like plastic wrap, hot garbage. You can write the comment in if you want. If you're listening, you're like, those are amazing. How dare you? Put it in the comment. I'll find you.
Those I would be disgusting. Offended. I was just going to say.
Those things are nasty. That's what I call tikkakas. They're nasty. I don't even know what they're called, but they're tikkas or whatever. They're disgusting. My students eat them. They're,
oh, boy. We're going to get the hate coming in.
Bring
all
it.
Right. Well, that's
bring
easy
it.
Enough.
I'm spicy. Let's do this. All right. So this in this podcast, welcome into the chaos that we have. Yeah, Jeremy, how has your week been after I just like begoggled that whole thing?
Really quick before we do that.
Yeah.
As in spicy, like you're not going to get an ulcer, right? Nothing like that, right?
Might as well. I mean, I'm already on the path, so.
I'm already worried. all right, let's try to be a little de-stressed then so we can at least get through this episode before you bleeding.
Yeah, I don't do any hot things since my one stream when I did that.
That was the
never
best.
Never again. Missing a wedding because of that was never going to happen again.
I gotta send you the. I took screenshots of that. I have to send those to you. I'm sure you can.
There's a TikTok of me talking about the thing. This is the one. This place is not in business anymore, which is why explains a lot.
yeah, you weren't even trying to do anything hot. You just thought they were good. You ate them on stream.
The food was really, they had really good food, but they're not in business anymore because the guy was, but we're not going down that road. But man, the label was priceless. I remember reading it. It says, do not put it in your eyes or any private parts. I was like, oh, that's just business.
Oh, man. But anyways.
Yeah. So how was your week besides we, you know?
Really good. Just, pounding away through classes. Only got about 3 weeks left of this semester. And then I only got really two more before like my final, for that last semester project where I just kind of put everything together. But, and then I'll be done by the end of the year. And then, hey, I'll have free time again. So that'll be good. And then, more testing for the kids, karate testing this cycle. It's a white belt cycle. So we've been going 3-4 times a week to get ready. It's an easy cycle, but I want them to not have that last week. I really want them to have, like, be tested and not even have to go, really. We can go once that week and then just go to graduation because, like, a couple weeks after that, C-ball and softball starts, so my days aren't going to get any easier. So
that's not sounds like fun. I've been
no, it'll be like go to work, karate or whatever, and then T-ball or softball after. They play under the lights, so they don't care. They don't start till like 7:30.
Well, that's fun though. Play under the lights is kind of fun though.
Yeah. The only thing that I, well, the good part is, it is a good part now because they're going to put the two oldest on the same team. So they'll be doing softball. So this time, I used to like to get the nachos at the softball complex. They're way better. So I like to get those. And
it's always about the food.
Well, it was my younger daughter. She likes nacho cheese. She doesn't like the nachos, but she sits there and she wants all the cheese. And I don't think the nachos are that good by themselves, but they're really dang good with the cheese.
Yeah.
But she literally will sit there and try to eat all the cheese.
So, that makes sense. I'm with it.
So, nope, that's my week. Good, busy, but it's good.
That's fair.
But what do we got going on in the world of content creation?
So, yeah, we don't have a guest now. We're still working on our guest list. We have some negotiations in play, trying to get times right with everybody. And, me trying not to die has been a problem.
It's been a triad of trouble. I'm not going to lie. Trying to make all that match up, it's not easy.
It's springtime in Michigan. You know, that's, I don't know why I live here, because it's like every spring. It's like smack based on pollen. But we have water. I don't know. Anyways, so I figured this has got to, we're at that point. We passed the first quarter. We can definitely start diving into some data here and try looking at what's going on in the streaming world, and kind of go over some cool news. I haven't watched this, and I again because of my illness. And if anyone had watched this, I really want you to write some comments on it for us, or reach out to us on Twitter. Dan Clancy did do a Ask Me Anything live stream, and I guess it was a big fail. I haven't sat down and watched the whole live stream. I've seen parts of it, but if anyone watched that live stream and wants to like give me some commentary on it, I would have really appreciate it. Maybe a rundown, like what was the big fail? I've been looking through and trying to catch on to that. But if you can, that'd be super cool. I'm kind of curious what you think on that fail.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that just because
yeah.
I'm like, I wonder if it was just wasn't structured enough. Like, hey, these are
I
questions
don't
or did it just
know.
go off track or...
With the state testing stuff, I mean, or stuff I've been doing for school, and then all this stuff, I had a, you know, sickness. I haven't had time to sit down and listen to the whole podcast,
Oh, okay.
the whole stream yet.
Gotcha.
So I know people listen that might have already done it. And if you have, sweet, I would like to know more.
Send the cliff notes. Let's go.
Yeah, help an old guy out. So going through some stuff here, let's talk about the quarters. So Commander Root, our best, our friend, our favorite bot for
our favorite bot. Agreed.
Favorite bot. He goes through every, or they, I'm gonna use the term they because I'm not sure it's a he or she, but let's use they. They go through and do some great data pulls every quarter. Usually the end of the year, the fourth data pulls are really nice and give you a great year review. But these give you some good, cool, solid numbers of just raw data to look after. So if you're a data person and you want to know what is the most influential, blah, 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 you know, follow Commander Root, go check his channel. And when he does his quarter reviews, they're amazing to check out. And if you haven't, let him in. He's a bot. Let him into your channel. It's only helping us as a community. And he also has great tools to get rid of all the other bots. So he wants to be the overall arching bot. But anyways, so... Right now, looking at where streaming is going on platforms, primarily utilizing, primarily using Twitch data. Root does not dive into Kick just yet. He does dibble in it, but he stays kind of away from it for the long run for many reasons. I'll let you see why. But what Twitch is going on here? So currently, there is about 3.5 million affiliates and 70,000 partners. While there's only 15 staff accounts on record, which is pretty, actually, I personally think it's a good number. I think that's a good standing that there's not too many affiliates. I mean, 3 million affiliates is quite a bit, but it's not a ton. And then 70,000 partners is not a ton if you think about the bigger, greater number of things. And only having 15 staff accounts, that's really low, I think, personally. So overall, I think that gives a good balance on how things are looking. I mean, obviously, most people jumped ship and went over to Kick or YouTube or other things, but there's still 3 million affiliate accounts. That's a huge number. I do enjoy the fact that now he put a standard of having 17 million emotes are on Twitch right now, which is a huge number of emotes. I thought it was a fun number to pull out. So I thought it was very interesting. So now you break it down a little bit more, looking at specifically the streams, which is really kind of interesting, is that on average, there has least streamed once. And I'll skip the breakdown a little bit more, but least streamed once. There has been about 43,000 partners have at least streamed once in the first quarter, which is dramatically less than what's available of who are partners.
I was going to say that. I'm like, that's not, mm-hmm. I mean, 35 would put you at about 50. So, I mean, that's not even two-thirds.
It's about 54% of them.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
It's really low.
They do all that work to get there.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising if you think about it. Only 1 million, again, I'm using rounding numbers, about 1 million affiliates streamed. Again, that's pretty low in comparison to what's out there.
Yeah, 33%.
But 8 million plebs, he calls them. So people trying to become streamers or affiliates or something like that, 8 million of them are streaming. So we see a huge influx of new blood, non-affiliate streamers on there. Now, I do know for a fact, I know a few streamers out there that don't have affiliate status and most rightly should have it, but they decided not to go affiliate. And then because they're not constrained to a certain marketing needs or anything of that nature. So they stay non-affiliate, but then they do donations to make income off of this. So that number could be skewed a little bit because people do that. But probably not like millions, but kind of a golden thing to think about. Now, let's break it down a little bit more. In 2024 first quarter, people that have streamed at least 10 times in the first quarter. So, a couple times. 35,000 partners streamed at least 10 times. That is ridiculously low.
Mm-hmm.
700 or 800 affiliates streamed more than 10 times. And 2 million plebs. So, a lot of people are just trying it out for the first time, it looks like. But
yeah, it's
pretty low. So, I mean, 10 times, you think about a quarter is what? January, February, March, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3 months.
So 3 months, if you streamed once a week or twice a week, you'd be
12.
They'd be 12.
Yeah, that's depressingly low. I mean, it just shows people don't stick with it. I mean,
well, it's not even a fact of sticking with it. It's there's two ways to look at this. Like, yes, it's depressingly low that there's not a lot of people sticking with it, or, you know, these partners, are they finding a different way to make revenue? And
oh, the partners, yeah, I'm thinking yeah. more what well, the even plebs affiliates. And the affiliates.
Well, like even the affiliates and stuff like that. Like, is there other ways they're finding to make revenue? Are there avenues? So, do they have to stream 2 times a month or 2 times a week, or are they figured out if I stream 1 time a week and I use this and I create YouTube videos and I do this? Are they finding it, you know, more lucrative instead of doing it all the time? So it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I've always put out there like, oh, I think about like holidays or anything like that, like during like, you know, during like the winter or in the summer, like, you know, July, people take holiday breaks. No, there's really no holidays in January, February, March that like require you to take a break.
Nope.
This maybe spring break if you're crazy, but.
Well, you go off for Valentine's Day. There you go. I'll give them an excuse.
There you go. So, I mean, that's the quarter breakdown, which is kind of interesting. I still personally think it's a very healthy numbers. I don't think it's like we're dwindling and things are falling apart. I don't think it's that kind of situation. But I do see it as being what it is. Again, comparing it to Kick, I don't have Kick numbers to compare it to. But I'm just using what I see out here. I would imagine Kick numbers, if not the same, are less than just because Kick is
sheer volume.
Volume and in flux. Kick is always fluxing. I feel like they're in and out, they're in and out on their items. Now, the tipping services, which I think is interesting, I'm not going to dive into that one too much because one, I always find it funny that, you know, things are not where they were, but I won't go into that. What I thought was interesting, let me see, I'll click on this real quick, was social media distribution. And then how that kind of played out. So affiliates, the number one social media platform affiliates were using, or number three, top three, were Instagram, Twitter, Discord. For partners is Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Discord.
Hmm.
And I find it kind of interesting to kind of look at that difference is that with affiliates, majority of them push their revenue or push their, I mean, we're talking like a small percentage difference between the two, but most of them push towards Instagram for the affiliates, but Twitter has been the main platform for all our partners. And then Instagram is really far away third in number one percentage. Like 64% of all media use for partners is through Twitter, and only 52% of that is through Instagram. So it's dramatically less.
Yeah. No.
And most partners do not rely on Discord either. Which is again fairly low.
That kind of makes sense though, because I mean, when you're thinking partner and that a large amount of people, your community, like any community I've ever hung out with in Discord, is, you know, your few friends. I mean, you're just looking at a few people at a time, so that kind of makes sense with Discord.
I mean, personally, I feel like Discord itself as a platform, I don't know, I'm hit or miss with Discord. Like, I like the idea behind it. I like the community growth of it and what it can provide. What drives me nuts is the constant good mornings and, like, no drive after. Like, I'm not going to knock it, but, like, it like, okay, I'm gonna knock it, but like it doesn't feel genuine enough to be like, okay, this is a community. It's just like me going to work saying good morning and then going to my desk.
Yeah,
like, working
no,
all day.
It's
Like,
almost like a bot. Yeah, you can say the same damn thing every day.
Yeah.
They don't like worry if you said something different.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem to be like what people hope it will be, is like interactive moments. Yeah. I mean, I think that streamers that utilize it as like a platform, like, hey, I'm streaming, I want some stuff to react to. So if you can throw some stuff in Discord that I could pull up on stream, that is a useful tool for that, because it's like a spot for people to interact with you while you're live without actually interacting with you live. Like, I guess, but like when it's just, hey, this is a passive platform for me to interact and engage, it's not that platform in my mind.
Does that make sense? No, I think it's a strictly a if, like I said, voice chat if you're streaming.
Yeah.
If you're doing something streaming, like you said, memes or links to videos, that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's real enough where you're like, you can look at it, but it still gives you like that layer of like screening.
Protection.
Yeah. But you can have mods be looking at stuff. I mean, you can, it's good for like meeting and planning like your content with like your moderators. Yeah. I think that would be a good thing. But yeah, doing
it's
it
a
like
planning
as a,
space.
Yeah.
It's a, yeah. But for me to say like, oh, this is a community space where people can like interact, like, unless you're driven to a very specific community need. Like, I mean, I've been in some Discord channels where like it's just that chat open, like it's just dead. Like, I'm gonna tell you, my Discord is dead. Like, I have it, it's dead.
Yeah.
I try to build it and try to do things interactive, and it's not going anywhere. And it's partly my fault. I get it. I drove it that way, but it's not what I wanted it to be, and I don't know how to make it the way I want it to be. I've been in Discord channels where like they're focused on a very specific need or niche. Like a tech need, like, hey, I have some problem with this tech. Can you get anyone help me up? And there's people in there like, oh, let me give you some ideas to help you fix that problem. That's cool. Or, like I said, I've been to streamers that like, hey, this is, I need a reaction to this week. You know, if you can't put your costumes in here for Halloween, you know, so we can just go over them over and stream, or you know, give me a high school photo and we'll talk about it on stream. Like, stuff like that. That's fun. And they bring them up and you talk about it and you laugh. Those are cool.
But
if it's just a passive, you know, where people are going to talk and, you know, it's not that way.
So. I agree. It's kind of weird because, yeah, like you said, you would think ideally it would be, there's a great opportunity there if you could make it work. But I think if you don't have a small community of close-knit people that kind of already talk in regular life, so they may already use group texts or different social media, it is kind of hard, like you said, unless you go live and you have a lobby, or like you said, you're doing the share stuff with me on stream. I think there's things. So no, I agree.
Yeah, and this, I mean, we'll go any farther, but I mean, looking over Commander Root stuff, it's interesting to see that that's like kind of the bigger actions happening. If you haven't already, I'll let you go onto his channel, dive through his stuff. I recommend checking out more of his data if you're interested in data points. It does give you a great breakdown on a lot of stuff. If you're interested in any of that in information. But yeah, I won't go too much in detail there. News-wise, because Jeremy gave me a warning. Keep going down the Twitch rabbit hole. Twitch now does have some new bits capabilities, so you can do custom amounts a little easier instead of typing in chat. I don't know how that was so difficult, but it made it easier now. So there's a widget that pops up, says, hey, do you want to give different monetary amounts? You can, which is nice. The points plus system is now got a widget that will annoy your chat viewers. No, there's now a new goal widget that pops up, but it's only marked at a specific number. So affiliates will always have a hundred for a goal, and partners always show 300. It's what it is. You always will say 100 and 300. So yeah. The big thing right now is the suspension evasion policy that is now out here. pretty much what this is now Twitch will allow you to react to people's suspensions and like their VODs, and like pull up their VODs and like show that on your stream, but you're not allowed to bring that person onto your stream. So you can have a reaction to a previous action, but you can't have the action with that person on stream explaining that reaction. So if they got booted, so like say Jeremy, let's say you get kicked off Twitch.
Yeah.
I can have your video up here and talk to you about that video and react to the video, but I can't have you come to my Twitch stream with me and talk about it. That's a no-go. So
that's interesting.
Yeah. Let's see what happens. Twitch is now has a role to play in giant quotation marks to helping the Amazon training of the Amazon AI. So they're utilizing your clips and stuff and helping it understand AI more. So good job helping Amazon and AI, everybody. What else? Commander Root, we talked about April Fool's joke was a horrible joke because if you didn't notice on April Fool's, they had a category called sandwiches, just catting the cowboy corner, inanimate objects, chores, and odd jobs and errands. Those were categories on April 1st. If you didn't see that, I didn't, but those are options for you. And the application for Twitch Ambassador is now closed. All right. Keep going quickly because Jeremy tells me I got to go faster, y'all. For YouTube, I go through this way. Big thing to point out, YouTube is highly recommending if you're making shorts, putting hashtag shorts in your title. This will help with discovery. Go check out their page. Look up how hashtag shorts work. They give a whole detailed review of how it works and give you some good data points to check it out. But they do say that's something necessary. They're also working on creating a way to allow OBS to stream in HDR to YouTube, which allows some better streaming opportunities, cleaner videos for you all there. YouTube is also working on live reactions that offer real-time insight to those reactions when you're streaming as well as when you're watching VOD content. And YouTube is expanding the multi-view feature for its Coachella live streams and the NFL Sunday Ticket. So you're going to have some options there for later on down the future. I'm talking fast here for y'all. Enjoy this. All right. Fourth Wall, our favorite product company. Again, we have merch on Fourth Wall. If you don't know about this, please do. Please check it out. Everything you buy on there does help us out a little bit more to expand us a little bit farther. But Fourth Wall is now offering multiple product launches, which is, okay, break it down simply. You make one design and you hit put on everything and it'll put it on everything, which makes it so much easier. I love Fourth Wall, and that was something that I thought was necessary, and I'm so happy they did that because now I can make more things and you will have more products because I like making merch. So, yeah, here it comes. More stuff. Get ready.
He's not lying.
I'm not lying. I do like the fact that Twitch said they're not doing more layoffs, but Amazon is doing a massive layoff of AWS workers. Twitch is like, we're not doing more layoffs, but Amazon's like, we're laying off all these peoples. But yeah, that's how that works. All right. And that's kind of it. Jeremy, anything else to add to our conversation before I run out of time here?
Not a whole lot. Just kind of good to get back in the swing of things. If anybody has any comments or any thoughts, or like I said, we are looking for our next round of guests. So if you have somebody you think would be good, tag them and or tag us in them, whatever, and say, hey, you two should talk. No finder's fee, but hey, it'll be a cool interview. That's all I have.
And as always, check out our merch. Our content's on there for you to do. But as always, potatoes.